Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. North Texas Blues. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Bruce Piasecki, Dr. Bruce Piasecki, the author of New World Companies, also Missing Persons, A Life of Unexpected Influence, also Doing More with Less. You're starting to get the picture. This guy's very prolific, and we're glad to know him. Bruce, thanks again for being here. You're helping us understand a little bit more, making the Paris Accords a little less ominous, a little less frightening, but still misdirected, as far as I'm concerned, in the way that they're approaching the marketplace, and missing an amazing and an unbelievable opportunity, Bruce. If they could explain it to the marketplace the way you've explained it to my audience, they're missing a huge opportunity. And it's one of the reasons why I get annoyed at President Obama, because he is so disconnected from the marketplace, he wouldn't know how to explain the Paris Accords from a market standpoint if his life depended upon it. And apparently he's not interested in hiring somebody or getting someone like you to explain it to us.
Well, here's what I want to help
you. Am I wrong?
Well, what I want to do is help your audience understand that social history works in wonderful and mysterious ways. So essentially, I was listening to a Van Morrison song, Jim.
Yeah.
About my mama told me there will be days like this.
Days like this.
And all of the things he's saying, you know, like there'll be a moment when you do not need an answer, when everything falls into place like a flip of a switch, when all of the parties and the parts of the puzzle look like they're going to fit. And then, you know, he plays the sweet saxophone.
It's a great song, folks.
And then at a certain moment he says, do not step on my dreams. Well, the good news about the Paris Accord is it's very much like that moment. Social history has changed, where we've shifted from the draconian overdependence on regulation and governments, where the governments realize they can't do it. So the small business people need to know that the pursuit of teams and the pursuit of efficiency and of doing more with less is the actual message of the Paris Accord, that everything has fallen into place and that the women of substance and the men of consequence that run these small companies are not going to be betrayed by that old Judas kiss that Van Morrison speaks about, where, yeah, there's the kiss of death in a regulation. This is not binding stuff. This is objective, competitive signals saying that those who learn how to achieve efficiency faster than the big guys will have a choice of choosing the right size of their pond. And I think what will be interesting is how every 3 to 5 years this thing will be renewed, signals and financing will be available. It's almost like a giant business development.
But now, Bruce, it doesn't allow any freeloaders. What it could have been.
Good point.
Unless they get people to stop saying, whenever someone like me says, wait, slow down a minute, please explain to me how this is going to be good for my company and my family and my customers without being called a flat earther.
Good point.
I have been called a flat earther. I have been called, not me by name, but people, but my people like me have been called, we're xenophobes, we're Luddites, we're flat earthers. We don't understand. We're not smart enough to understand. Just trust us, right? Well, that doesn't work that way in the marketplace.
I keep coming back to the show because I like how you guys build value and innovation. What my message to all of your listeners today, Jim, is that small business will have a positive role, like always, in the answer to these, and that it's not show-stopping. Instead, it's a stimulus for real progress, right? I believe. And that's
Let me tell you where small businesses are helping and where they will help the pairs. Their customers are big companies who do understand these things, and they're going to tell their suppliers, their integrated vendors who are small businesses, hey guys, this is what we have to have to meet these requirements. This is why it's going to be good for all of us, and when you give us a proposal, this is what has to be in it.
Absolutely. So who's going to be making all those LED bulbs and
superior
cars and better homes and windows and all of the electronic stuff that's going to lead to solutions where ag business and food supply is more efficient. All that's going to come from the small business innovators. So I think we have a future that will allow us to compete in both a capital and a carbon-constrained world. It's all in the new book called The Matter of Energy, in the book New World Companies.
Right. So check it out, folks. Yeah. Bruce, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
We will. Thank you, Jim.
AHCgroup.com is the website, folks. Bruce Piasecki, we'll be back another day. I told you we'd get smarter when Bruce joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.